Cleveland, sit down.
I want to sing a little song that kept me going when I had troubles. We were at the beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock. But it wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster. Rock lobster. Rock lobster.
Yeah, you're gonna be okay.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
He's going
to
apologize for destroying my $15,000 jacket. A jacket that is more iconic to the WWE than Andre the Giant himself. A jacket that should be in the Smithsonian. That's a museum. A jacket that he destroyed, and as a result, I should have him arrested. Yeah, I could have him arrested in this dump tonight.
This is the Hands of Stone, Ronnie Garvin, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Be sure to listen.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for May 21st. A couple holidays today. It's Armed Forces Day, National Memo Day, and National Waiters and Waitresses Day. So, hey, if it's your day, man, enjoy it, unless you're a memo. Birthdays today, real quick, WWE Hall of Famer and WrestleMania 1 and 2 main eventer, Mr. T is 64 today. You like that? Can you guys do your Mr. T impression? Come on. Danny.
I don't know what the hell you're doing,
Mr.
but it's
T.
Not Mr. T.
Okay. Mr. T.
Oh, just stop, Cash.
Never
just
mind. I'm trying to do my Mr. T, okay? It was his birthday day. He's 64.
Just, hey, if you want to try to do Mr. T, just love your mama.
Love your mama. Love your mama. Right, long, long thank you speech to WWE Hall of Fame involving your mama and loving her. Nevertheless, and you know what? This is kind of an odd day because today's the birthday of two people who are no longer with us who were in the WWE. One, you might remember, is a guy named Chris Benoit, or he who shall not be named. And believe it or not, also on the same day born, Nancy Benoit. Who's no longer with us. She would have been 52. Chris would have been 49 today. Not going to say much about that, but welcome to the show. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver. Join us tomorrow for WWE's Extreme Rules pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. Starts at 8 p.m. Come join us for all the fun and frivolity of WWE's Extreme Rules pay-per-view. I'll be there, and I've got another one of those giant John Cena books to give away with the John Cena wristband, you know? So you have to come. Yeah, you're not going to get it unless you come to Salvatore's tomorrow night for the pay-per-view. As long as I make it, I guess. You know, but I will be. Let me introduce, did I introduce you guys already? Introduce the cast and crew. I am a cash man, Richie Rich. I'm here with DC Dan Cole.
Good morning.
And sitting next to him, your radio right, it's Danger Boy.
Good morning.
I'm joined by the double D's this morning into the other studio. There's another person, but she doesn't want me to introduce her, so I will not. Okay, Aaron. Sean's limousine chauffeur. I'm sorry,
yeah,
Danger Boy's.
Yeah.
Danger Boy's limousine driver, Aaron, is with us today. And we're here to talk pro wrestling. We're going to promote a lot of things. We might have even a special guest. But I have to finish my plugs first. Don't forget, we're going to be out for UFC 199 at Salvatore's June 4th at Salvatore's at the garage door. Two championships on the line for this pay-per-view. Luke Rockhold's taking on Michael Bisping for the middleweight title. And we have bantamweight champ Dominic Cruz is taking on Uriah Faber, Mr. Dimple Chins. And that's June 4th, Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 Eastwood Road. Come out and hang out with us. Thank everybody. I'd like to thank everybody who came out for 198. Last week, that was what a great fight. That Danger Boy, that ended.
That was fun.
That main event ended with Stipe Miocic knocking out Fabricio Werdum.
No one saw that coming that quick.
Definitely not, man. That was the whole place just went what went crazy. So that was very very cool. So definitely come join us. That's a week from two weeks from today. Sorry, I'm lost on what day it is right now. And of course, we're going to be there tomorrow night for WWE's Extreme Rules pay per view. How are you doing today, DC Dan Cole?
I can't complain.
You can't complain.
I'm ready for Extreme Rules tomorrow.
You're ready for Extreme Rules.
I'm ready.
How about you, Danger Boy?
I'm ready for Extreme Rules. I even had a couple extreme matches this week and apparently ended up in a cast.
Yeah, Danger Boy's got a cast on his leg this week. That's why he has the limo driver Aaron with him.
I smell movie. Driving Mr. Danger.
Danger.
Coming soon to an adult video store near you.
The cast that goes from your knee, virtually your knee down to the tip of your toes.
Past the tip of my toes.
Past the tip of your toes.
However, you can still get in there with a dog tongue. I found that out this morning.
Well.
With a what? Huh?
Yeah,
do you have to entice them with peanut butter or something? No?
No, it's just toe jam at this point.
Well, welcome to the show. Give us a call.
Peanut butter jelly.
222-1280, star 1280. If you want to call us and give us your opinion on what's going on in the world of wrestling, as well as talk a little bit about WWE's Extreme Rules pay-per-view, which will be out at tomorrow night, Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. You can give us a call. We got a lot of things to talk about. Might have a guest. I'm waiting. Possibly be talking to Scotty Too Hottie in a few minutes. He's going to be in town Friday night, May 27th in Brockport. The Brockport Brawl IWF show, which is at the, let me see, hold on, it is at the Brockport, where is it again? Hold
on. It's the Brockport Elks Lodge.
Yeah, the Elks Lodge, 4400 Sweden Walker Road. So we'll just remember that if he calls. If not, I'll promote it again a few more times. We're holding out for him though, because we, you know, he needs to turn it up, you know?
He does need to turn it up.
He does. So if the phone rung, I disappear. But let's talk about some news from this past week. I want to start off with our own Luke Harper. Okay, I know this is one of the bullet points I have written down here. Luke Harper came out with a video this week explaining exactly. It's like a rehab video almost. It wasn't really made for the wrestling fan. I think it was made for the doctor who's working with him. Do you get that feel, Danger Boy?
Yeah, a little bit. And you know, it's good to see him come out and tell us what happened, because everybody assumed the worst. They tore his ACL, and he did not. It's also good to see, like, you know, he's going to be back. Supposedly in August is what he was saying, because we, you know, we're really never given an update from WWE at all about his condition.
The only thing we saw was a video that was after the card ended.
Yeah, it was in the dark match after one of the Raws, and it did not look good when he did it, but I'm glad it was not nearly as serious as everybody thought at the time. So, dislocated kneecap, torn tendon that holds the kneecap in there, doing rehab, going to be back in August.
And it was neat because his son was with him in the video, if you watch the video. The video's out there. You can see it, definitely.
Yes.
And he talks about being from this town and everything. We gave his real name and stuff, but it was, you know, it shows you, you know, he says, you know, talks about how, you know, how he felt terrible, and he thought maybe he'd never wrestle again after it happened. You remember seeing the video, right? It almost looked like his leg went backwards a little bit, you know.
It did not look good.
Yeah, and it was just, well, you got to figure, and the patella is just the tendon that holds the kneecap in place, right? Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the patella is the kneecap itself. And then there's the patella tendon, and then there's the other tendon, which is what he did, and it's got some abbreviation. I don't remember the letters off the top of
my head. M-I-H-L or something.
I stopped learning the song when it talked about what the knee bone was connected to.
Yeah, I think there's only, what, 276 bones in the body?
It's a long song. I lost interest.
Yeah, them bones. All right. So, you know, give us a call. What you think? 222-1280, star 1280. We got Extreme Rules this weekend, too. Lots on the line. Okay, what do you think of the odds that actually AJ Styles will walk off with that title?
Odds slim to none.
Odds right now. Some to none?
Some to none, especially if you saw the report out that, you know, behind the scenes, Vince McMahon wants to continue making Roman Reigns look as strong as possible.
Okay.
Which translates into him holding on to the title for the foreseeable future.
And AJ Styles heel turning at the pay-per-view.
No, they're going to be predictable, and they're going to have...
Status quo.
Yeah, it's going to be very predictable, just like the last pay-per-view. My guess is we will see Anderson and Gallows turn on Styles.
You think, you know, and I get the feeling that's too, because he stopped them a few times, but it seemed like this last week he was kind of like, go get him, you know, when he, like, it was definitely on SmackDown. He was telling him to go get him when all broke loose at the end of the night during the Reigns. Was Anderson, was he wrestling? I can't remember. He was wrestling one of the guys, Gallows, Luke Gallows. It was, when that match was like kind of breaking down at the end, he sent both the guys in with chairs and stuff. So I don't, you know, I you think they're just, you know, kind of, you know, hot-shotting these guys, and then they're going to get pushed down to mid-card after this, or I mean...
Well, they're not even really doing much with them now. They're, you know, they're interfering and stuff like that, but yeah. It's not like they're going out there and winning matches or tearing anything up. No one's really... It's nothing to be scared of. Roman Reigns beats him off every time by himself.
What? All right, and he...
lost to the Usos twice, which doesn't help at all.
Yeah, I think it's they're killing, you know... Well, you know, how do you kill the Bullet Club? Sign him to WWE. You know, that might be the answer. You know, it kills me. And we always are presumptive, you know, presumptuous of what we think we know is going to happen. But still, these guys are with the hottest angle. Sure, it's not WWE. So obviously you can't bring the same thing in WWE because that's not the way they work. You know, that's not the way they
work.
Well,
that and the fourth member who would be involved in the whole angle is still in NXT.
Yeah.
Well, has at least until the next takeover to be down there.
Nothing is more poignant in a man's promo when you hear Roman Reigns cutting a promo on Monday night. And they're chanting for Seth Rollins when AJ Styles and Roman Reigns are in the middle of the ring. And he goes, you're not getting Seth. You got AJ and you got Roman Reigns. And it's like, isn't it obvious, you know, that something is wrong here, you know?
Well, even if they wanted to go, like, really off the wall and make it so, like, it ended up being the club versus, oh, say, a reunited Shield for a show or something like that. They haven't put the club up high enough to do that. So, like, people have talked about it. There's no way they could do it.
No. I envision this. I envision a three-way main event of WrestleMania with all the members of the Shield, and that maybe we're going to work our way towards that from this point. But, I mean,
Well, if you want to do that and you want to have the crowd walk off happy, you have to have Ambrose win that title then.
Yeah, or Seth Rollins.
Yeah, it would only make sense, though, because Rollins got the win at 31, Reigns got the win at 32. Yeah. Let Dean Ambrose get the win.
Ambrose gets a cage match with a plant.
Yeah, and Ambrose. speaking of this extreme match that they're in, that's never been done before, an asylum match. It'll look a lot like something we saw in WCW a few years ago. You know, maybe 15 years ago. Maybe 15 years ago when they had like the chainsaws hanging from the side of the cage and the baseball bats and everything. I can't remember what they called it.
TNA did that.
Oh, TNA did that?
Yeah, the full metal. Or full lockdown or something.
Yeah. And it's like...
Where they would lower the cage top in and there'd be weapons hanging from it, yeah.
Yeah. It's not like anything new, but I think it was... Jericho was in his peak this week because he pretty much was the focus of every show. They're trying to sell that. Except for the fact that on Monday Night Raw, they ended the show with a contract signing between the two women. And I don't, you know, I mean, if you look at the numbers, the way it died at the very end of the show, the numbers went down incredibly. I didn't really understand the rationale. I know AJ can't wrestle. He couldn't wrestle, and that probably has a lot to do with why they weren't the last people on the mat.
Well, I understand they want to get the women over and all that stuff, and that's good. Women wrestlers are great that they have. You're pushing Natalya, who's been there forever.
Yeah.
And contract signings don't ever do well anyways, so I don't know why they thought any different of this one, but...
Well, I mean, they wanted to take shots at Ric Flair, or they wanted to, you know, Stephanie and Shane needed to come out and try to spark this this matchup a little bit. And plus, they had probably, one of the best matches last year, women's matches in NXT. You know, or after Charlotte won the title, I think the first person she took on was Natty, wasn't it?
She won the title against Natty in that tournament.
That's right.
After Paige had to give it up.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, they have a precedent. You know, it was a great match and everything. I think they can make it relive it on the pay per view. I mean, to me, it's I like the women's wrestling. I'm not nearly as interested as like you know what's going on with the main event. You know,
well, and the problem with the whole thing is the fact that yes, her and Natty can put on a great match, but there's four other women who could do just as good, if not better, and WWE is refusing to use them at the moment, which is kind of baffling.
Well, yeah, you know, they're holding off Sasha for SummerSlam. That's going to be their hot angle, supposedly.
And what did Paige get in trouble for? Because, man, it's something like her coming out and losing to new people every week now.
Yeah, losing to Dana Brooke's a slap in the face.
Big time, man. It's like, and I love Paige. I think maybe she's just too sassy for him or something. I don't know.
See, I like sassy.
After her announcement about who she's dating, I don't care.
Oh, yeah,
Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah, no. Yeah, well,
Becky losing, on the other hand, is a travesty.
Well, and then of course, Evil Emma, man. We lose Evil Emma this past week.
Very unfortunate.
That is sad. You know, it's like there's a lot to talk about. So you can give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. We're going to go to break right now. A little Luke Harper music to soothe our souls while we wait for him to come back in August. And hopefully we'll see him before then. Who knows? You never know. But we got to go to break. Give us a call, 222-1280. Start to, actually, you can text us at that number, too, 222-1280 if you're shy. Got a lot more news to talk about. Been collecting news all week. Talked more about the Extreme Rules pay-per-view. John Cena is going to be making a pretty high-profile appearance coming up in another month or so. We'll talk about that. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
You've headlined all over the world. You've won championship after championship after championship. But if you ask me, none of that really matters unless you're winning the championship. You're not going to get Rollins. You have Roman Reigns and AJ Styles in the main event of Extreme Rules.
Yet they love you. How do you think that makes me feel? I use your own creation, your own creature, to show you your fatal mistake.
Unfortunately for Ambrose, he might think he's got me right where he wants me, but he doesn't. It's quite the opposite, believe me, because I've been in every match that the WWE's created. Yeah, street fights, ladder matches, last man standing, money in the bank, hell in a cell, elimination chamber. I have been in them all. But I've never been in an asylum match, because there's never been an asylum match. So therefore, Ambrose hasn't been in one of them either, which gives me the upper hand, because I am smarter than him.
Hey, this is the Doctor of Style, the Slickster, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic. Yeah!
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm McCaffrey, and here with Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, Aaron, and you. And I want to send out a big congratulations. Hey, I acknowledge your name that time. If you're going to get it from Mike, I want to send out my congratulations to a girl who visited us up in the studio a couple weeks ago, Rock City Roller Derby skater, Apex Predator. She's getting married tomorrow to her fiance, Adam. So congratulations, and hey, have a good time. You know, marriage, it's another step in life. You know, it doesn't always mean it's the last step. I'll say that, but it's another step. So hey, welcome back to the show.
Sounds better.
Yeah, you know, you got to try things, you know, every once in a while. But hey, thanks for listening. We got to go.
He almost took us to break again.
I'm trying. I'm waiting for Sky to hide it, Kyle. But welcome back to the show. Don't forget, we're gonna be out at Salvatore's at the garage door tomorrow night for WWE's Extreme Rules pay per view. Come on, there's no cover. Come hang out with us. Starts at 8 p.m. Get there early, get a great seat, and I'm giving away big prize. I'm giving away the Shawn Michael. I'm sorry, the HBK. No, man, I'm distracted today. I don't know what's going on. You know, I think it's a new day. I'm just gonna, you know, no, I need my booty-os.
You're definitely booty.
That's
right
the
now.
Problem. You're booty right now.
I'm booty. So no, it's the John Cena book that we're gonna be giving away tomorrow with the wristband inside it. So come on out to us.
Did you go back in time with Kofi to his good days?
Oh, yeah, man. Actually, I got the ID later when he cut it for us, when he talked like he was in Jamaica.
'09 was my best year.
Oh, yes.
2009 was my best year.
Let's talk about that for a second. What did you guys think about that little skit? I was sitting there like, you know, they didn't have, obviously, you couldn't put a DeLorean and go 88 in the middle of the...
That would have been awesome.
That would have been pretty cool. But I thought it was pretty funny. It's just, you know it was going to get wrecked. And of course, Big E's going, it's a refrigerator box.
Big E was the best part.
Yeah. It's a refrigerator box.
Don't do this. It's clearly a refrigerator box.
But, you know, and then, you know, they got to, you know, they could have done some more stuff. I mean, actually, they could have played Big E's old music, too, and stopped another year, but I think it would have went too long. But I did think it was pretty funny.
The memes where they go back online, or the GIFs where it goes back online, and then it's Consequences Creed again was pretty funny.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I didn't see that, but I know Big E. What was Big E's last name?
Langston.
Big E Langston, yeah, when he first came out. He was, it was okay. You know, it got to the point we know what was going to happen. I kind of dig the vaudevillians. I don't know why, but I.
Did you hate the New Day that much?
Pretty much, yeah. I think, you know, you've nailed it right in the head. But, and the
it's,
New Day.
It's because Cash is from a bygone era.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Are you going to grow the Cash Stash back?
Yes! Cash Stash!
Oh, yeah.
I will get you some wax for it.
Oh, yeah.
If you go grow the Cash Stash back.
It has a life of its own once it starts. You don't want that. You don't want it takes.
No, that's exactly what we want.
It takes me over, and then I think I can talk Italian all of a sudden. Sorry, Family Guy reference. But hey, well, don't forget to join us tomorrow night for WWE's Extreme Rules pay per view. We're going to hang out in Salvatore's. Come and have an adult beverage or, you know, kid beverage. They've got a full menu there. You don't have to have pizza and just wings. They've got sandwiches. They got salads. A whole plethora of things. But pasta, everything, you know? So come and hang out.
Wings,
we'll promise you we'll have a good time. And
millions
so,
of 2 liters.
So, yeah, and we'll get to see the New Day take on the vaudevillains. So that'll be even better and fun. And, you know, vaudeville, I don't know. Maybe, you know, I don't think the vaudevillains will win, and being this is their first major match. But, you know, there's got to be some more competition in that tag division. I mean, there should be.
Well, yeah, but one of the guys is recovering from a concussion.
Yeah, and he's going to be back, I hear, maybe this week, so.
No, I personally think they should let Anderson and Gallows destroy the New Day.
Really?
Yeah.
You think that would, but, you know, at least you'd build up a feud with them.
Something.
You know?
Get them away from their 50-50 booking and making them look weak against the Usos.
Get everybody away from the Usos.
I think
Usos can take on the Shining Stars.
Oh, a big bowl of suck.
Yeah, I wasn't their debut this past week. Let's talk a little bit about that.
My shine star.
It wasn't that great, you know. I mean, it's like I don't understand why, because they love Puerto Rico, it makes them heels, you know.
Well,
because
JBL shot down their whole gimmick a couple weeks ago, and he goes, "Isn't Puerto Rico bankrupt?" He shot it down right after they had the video.
Yeah, I know, but you know, so it's bankrupt. So it's Donald Trump been multiple times. So I mean, look where he is right now. You know, I don't know. You know, I don't know. What do you guys think? 222-1280, star 1280. Or you can text us at that number too. What about? And by the way, you've been watching NXT lately. Just got a comment about No Way Jose. What do you think about him?
I think very similar to Adam Rose when he was down at NXT. It's a fun gimmick, but it has no staying power.
Yeah, you think he'd be a good man to join the New Day?
No
way, Jose. Sorry. He's a new guy, just started a couple weeks ago.
I'm excited for the next takeover.
Yeah,
we just got that. It's going to be in the first week of June we're getting it. So it's like, it's not even really around a big event either. So that's really pretty cool. It's going to, was it June 3rd?
It's got one heck of a card on it.
Yeah. We're going to get Samoa Joe and Finn Balor for the title again, this time in a last man standing, was it?
Steel Cage.
That's it.
Rematch American Alpha versus The Revival. We're going to see Asuka versus Nia Jax. We're going to see Shinsuke Nakamura versus Austin Aries. Oh, I can't wait.
You know, they had Nakamura tag with Finn Balor on like a dark match on their taping they did the other day. So
they had Nakamura tag with Aries on TV this week, and that's what broke up Blake and Murphy and Alexa Bliss.
Ah, so that makes sense.
Which then. Aries did a great promo the week before talking about, if you guys are going to interrupt me, at least have the decency to bring Alexa Bliss with you.
true that. I'm beginning to like NXT so much better than everything else.
For a long time now, it's been a far superior wrestling product compared to Raw and SmackDown and all the pay-per-views that they do.
1.6 million people get to see it for free. So, you know, and I don't know about what compared to the actual audience of wrestling, how big that is. But I think there's a lot of people missing out on this. And, you know, I mean, then the Cruiserweight champion, they're going to have the Cruiserweight tournament on the NXT, on the WWE network, too, which is exciting when they start doing that. Some of these names that they've added to it, you know, the best of independent wrestling across the whole United States and outside the U.S., including Australia and New England.
UK.
England, yeah. So, I mean, there's doing some stuff on that network. I think it's a great idea. From the beginning, I've always thought that you had one live show every week or one live show every month, and then do, you know, you can do things you don't do on TV. Like they could bring, they can have like a women's tag division, you know, which people have been thinking about at least lately with all the different divas coming up.
I'm really hoping they show some of these, either the Japan shows or the Hawaii shows, because they are stacked.
The Hawaii show with The Rock on it? I think isn't he wrestling on that show?
I think he's going to be there, but I know it's like, you got Nakamura versus Cena. You got, I think, Owens and Lesnar.
Yeah, Lesnar.
Just crazy matches.
Yeah. It kind of, and I wonder why. Maybe it's good. They haven't announced
Asuka
it yet.
Asuka versus Charlotte.
They haven't announced it yet, but I'm assuming it's going to be a live show on the network. Because
according to the latest, it will not air on the WWE Network, the Hawaii show.
That's unfortunate.
It's amazing because they go out of their way to bring Brock Lesnar there. Maybe they said, hey, you want a vacation with your family for a week? All you got to do is wrestle for 15 minutes. You know?
That's what he did when he wrestled in Japan.
Yeah, we'll cover the rest of it. So, I mean, a lot of times it makes sense. You know, it's like, yeah, I get a free trip to Japan for me, or to Hawaii for me and my family. Sure. So some news I teased a little bit ago. John Cena is going to be the host of the annual ESPY Awards, which will air July 13th coming up. I believe last year The Rock hosted the ESPY Awards, didn't he?
I believe so.
Yeah, it was The Rock. So John Cena, you know, he's doing this hosting show on Fox, the Fox channel, which is not.
So he's second again. He's setting up his their third yep. match.
Oh, yeah?
The rubber match.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe The Rock will
thrice
come
in a lifetime.
Thrice in a lifetime.
Well, John Cena is also setting up his future career because you can't wrestle forever. And it seems.
Well, yeah, every time he comes back lately, he's been getting hurt shortly thereafter.
Yeah, and, you know, but he is coming back a week from Monday. We will have him back on TV.
Give him the U.S. title again.
Yeah, why not? Well, you know, I don't
think Rusev might win it on Sunday. Have him take it from Rusev and do the challenge again. That was awesome.
I think that they've done that already. I don't know if they want to relive, you know. I mean, he didn't finish it correctly because he did get hurt, so.
And they had to bring back Alberto Del Rio, and that just ruined life for everybody.
Yeah, well, no, it didn't. For Paige, it's her dream.
Yeah, but it killed the rest of us.
True. We had to put up with him. We still do. I don't know. I kind of like him. He seems like, I bet you he's a real likable guy when he's not on TV, you know?
I want to see him come back and feud with Roman Reigns and then watch all of us decide who we're going to boo more.
Oh, that's tough.
Oh.
Yeah, the WWE booking committee should say, you know what? Let's just pick the two guys that people hate the most.
Those matches would be god-awful.
It's like Goldberg and freaking Lesnar.
No, that was a great match because of the crowd interaction.
Yeah, but I mean, you just imagine a series of those, you know, all across the country.
I would probably start cheering for Cena.
Wow.
That's saying a lot.
That would be dangerous. Some other news that came out this past week. Stephanie McMahon's writing her biography. She posted a Twitter of her with writing it. It's being written for Reagan Books. It's interesting about her writing it because they're expecting some big news over the next few months as WWE's hoping to use Stephanie's memoir as a way to really put the spotlight behind her and get her out in front of the general public's name. General public more. One of the WWE's goals is to get more eyes on Stephanie, have her build a relationship with the audience, so when it's time for her to replace Vince McMahon, when he steps down, she'll be seen as the heir apparent that has already been groomed and put out in the public. What do you think about that? You know, I mean,
Didn't we already kind of know that?
Yeah, I know, but it's like, what they do is they want, when you think of WWE now, you think of Vince McMahon, you know, and it'll be that way for years, even after he's not even involved. You know, they want you to think Stephanie McMahon. They want to rebrand it her.
My favorite part about this whole story was all the internet speculation about what the book was going to be called, which wasn't helped at all when WWE filed for some interesting trademarks this week.
One Night with Randy? No.
The one I'm thinking of in particular is Lady Balls. So yeah. Everyone's like, is that going to be the name of the memoir, Lady Balls?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then someone said maybe they're going to rebrand Undertaker. He's going to come back as Lady Balls Calloway.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I don't think so. What do you think? 222-1280, star 1280 is a number. Got to take another break. Still holding out hope that we're going to be talking to Scotty Tuhati, but find out real soon. But we're going to go to break. Give us a call. 222-1280, star 1280. You listen to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Is it my eyes when you look at me? They are so gorgeous, they'll set you free. Could it be my walk or just my stare that makes you freeze when I appear? Super good looking, every hair in place, everyone loves
What we gotta do is we gotta work out the kinks.
Kinks, like you kicking me in the head tonight type of kink? Is that what you're talking about?
No, we gotta work out the kinks. We gotta get our creative juices flowing. We gotta get our feng shui on point, and we gotta get our chakras in line.
You mean chakra?
That's what I said. Dog, what I'm saying, the WWE Universe wants the golden truth.
And of course, the mop and the bucket. Oh, isn't that quaint? Isn't it funny? Isn't a mop funny? When I ram that mop down Ambrose's throat, damage his esophagus, and put him in the ICU for another week, ain't nothing funny about that. You understand? This gorgeous face.
What's up, y'all? This is WWE superstar Kofi Kingston, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
That was a 2009 Kofi Kingston there. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, the Double Ds, and Studio B. And me in Studio A, stinking up the place. Hey, welcome back to the show. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. You can text us to that number, and if you're shy, definitely give us a call. Chime in on what we're talking about. I'm playing Baron Corbin's music here now. Let's talk about another guy who got called up recently, and I think is as much as people love Dolph Ziggler and hate to see him lose, is it a good thing to have Dolph Ziggler keep beating this big man?
No.
Yeah, I mean, what, yes, it's good to show that he's tough and he can fight a good wrestler, but, I mean, what does it do for Baron Corbin if he keeps losing to Dolph Ziggler? Danger Boy?
It's not good. I mean, they brought him up. They gave him the Battle Royal, you know, win at WrestleMania.
Yeah, the Andre the Giant trophy.
You know, he's got the Giant trophy now, and then they're just doing nothing with him. It's another one of those, well, maybe he wasn't as hot as they thought he was coming up because he wasn't getting any reaction.
Yeah, but they're putting him right in with a guy who can wrestle, who can make him look like $1 million.
And they look good, but I don't know why he's losing at all. Like, this should have been done already. This should have been done after the last pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Or whatever they call them now, special events.
Yes.
And he should be on to something else.
Oh, no, I agree wholeheartedly. I just don't understand. I mean, listen, he's a big guy. He's going to be the future of this business because of his size, his ability. Yes. He has an athletic background. He was a football player. And I guess once the more we learn about him, well, you know, maybe people will like him more. I'm not a big fan of his from NXT. You know, I mean,
he used to be cool when he had 10-second matches.
Yeah. You know, I mean, he definitely got the heavy duty push at times.
His finisher's awesome.
I agree there too. You know, it's kind of like, you know, what about Enzo and Cass? You know, Big Cass. I mean, it's like Enzo gets knocked out. Now Big Cass is beating everybody.
Cass is getting over.
Is getting over. Danny.
He really is getting over, and they're going to have a problem now. You know, I mean, obviously the money right now is still with them being a tag team, but you're seeing that he might be able to stand on his own.
He's done a good job so far against the Dudleys. I mean,
and he's got the size too.
Yeah, I thought he was kind of, to
and
be
you
honest.
You can't teach that.
Yeah, you can't teach that. 7 feet tall. I got to think that he, at one time I thought he was the weak link of the tag team because he was the guy who didn't speak much, you know? Enzo came out and ran his mouth, you know, and then Cass would get the one liner at the end there and spell soft incorrectly, and everybody loved it, you know? But now he's out there by himself, and I think he's doing great. He's standing on his own two feet. And these guys, if you follow their history, they were friends in high school. They were friends growing up. And they kind of made a deal with each other when they were young, saying, if you really want to do this, we'll do this. And they both brought them up together. And, you know, it's been working. And I like Enzo. I mean, he's a great speaker, you know, and he reminds me a lot of some of the guys from ECW days for some reason. I don't know why, but he does. You know, he just can get people going with just a couple words. And he uses his own vernacular at times, too. So, Danger Boy, you have any thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, and I mean, once Enzo comes back, we'll remember why Enzo was as over as he was before they came, even though they weren't even up that long, and people would just, you know, it's sing along with Enzo time. But the fact that Cass is getting over so well on his own might not do well in the future once their tag team run starts to peter out. So we'll see what happens there, because Enzo's never really see him on his own that much. You saw him with Cass and stuff, and he was out injured for a long time in NXT, and you know, we'll see what happens.
I think it does build. It builds in eventually a feud between them.
Well, yeah,
without a doubt. You know, just because you know, I mean, and they could. You know, I think Enzo could be a great heel too. I mean, he's not. I mean, listen, the first time I saw those guys, people were playing sing along with him in the crowd, and this was on Monday Night Raw. The first time they were on Raw, people knew what to say when he came out. So I was very impressed with that crowd. It was a very smart crowd, very WWE networky crowd, and
well, it helps that it was also the crowd after WrestleMania.
Yeah. True. True.
But it carried on past that too, which is awesome.
Yeah. And so now, and they're one of the fun things about, you know, when you go to Monday night, if you like singing along with The Rock, sing along with Enzo and Cass.
That's why we wanted to see him debut before WrestleMania and go against the New Day, because those would have been great promos.
Oh, yes.
And now the New Day's good guys too, so.
Yes. In time machines, doing all sorts of things.
Yes.
Flying through time.
With their derriere squares.
Yeah, the future. Beware the future of the vaudevillains. Nothing is fun then, right? Or is that the past? I don't know. I'm trying to figure that one out when I was watching it. It's like, wait a second.
Must have been terrible, though, to see that in person.
Yeah.
That's one of those things that works great on TV.
Yeah.
But seeing that live, I would have been so upset.
It reminds me of, you know, yeah, there's a few things they've done before in the past. When you see live, just doesn't come off as well as on TV. Like we saw, I remember seeing The Dating Game with, Maria Kanellis, and it was Santino and a bunch of other wrestlers, and it was in the ring, and it was all, and it's like, I cannot hear what's going on. What's going on? It was like just a terrible thing for the audience, but it was great on TV when I watched it back. So that happens. So it's like when you have backstage things going on, you know, you're always kind of lost. But when they had the extreme belt, the
hardcore championship,
championship, when all those were being determined in the parking lot and, you know, in the locker room and in the hotel rooms.
It's like, oh, I just paid to sit front row so I can watch a match on the TV.
Yeah, on the TV. And then, they come through the crowd and, you know, and make it to the ring. But they don't always. So let's look a little bit more at that pay-per-view from top to bottom. We're going to get a match on the pre-show, of course. That's why I came back with Mr. Corbin, because he's going to be taking Ziggler on for the, what, fourth time? You know, I mean, I don't think I've seen him wrestle anybody else. He may have wrestled somebody else and squashed him, but he's got Ziggler
I think he beat Tyler Breeze once.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I think that's a requirement coming up to the main roster.
And they just added this yesterday, on SmackDown, the Texas Tornado tag team match with the Usos and Gallows and Anderson. And Texas Tornado is all four men legal at the same time, right?
Yes.
So that ought to be interesting, because, you know, there's no jumping when all of them are in there, you know?
And hopefully they quit putting the Usos over, please.
Yeah, the Usos, that's what I told you, they're getting a bad rub from Roman Reigns, because they get the booze now.
A bad rub because they're boring. There's nothing to that gimmick at all.
Ooh,
it's been that way for a while.
You know,
tag team of the year, though.
That's right.
Two years running.
Yeah. Who I don't know.
Two-time Grammy winning.
Fixed.
Milli Vanilli.
That was fixed. So, and then we have, of course, Ambrose and Jericho, which would probably be the pay-per-view match of the pay-per-view.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
In the
Fatal Four-Way.
Fatal Four-Way, Cesaro, Zayn, Owens, and The Miz for The Miz's title. Yeah, Kevin Owens, I think Kevin Owens is like, I don't know why he should be in the main event. He should be up that level because he's that good. And, every time you see him going up like on the mic against any of these guys, he just blows them away. So I think he's so much better that way, but hopefully he'll walk out with his belt.
I don't want him to win this match. I want him to pick up some hardware at the next pay-per-view.
Oh yeah, Roman Reigns?
No.
No.
No. You know what Kevin Owens needs that would make him even better than he is right now? Give him the Money in the Bank briefcase.
Yeah, that would be nice, definitely. Yeah.
Could you imagine just Kevin Owens just walking around with that all the time?
I agree. Yeah. I think it would guarantee he'd be a champion. Well,
Sandow.
Almost guaranteed.
Don't jinx him.
Almost guaranteed.
Great, he's getting released next year, thanks.
Yeah, no, he's probably one of the best things in that company right now. You know, he sways people one way or the other, and he gets reaction out of everything he does. So it's
and not stage JBL making up for people booing Roman Reigns reaction.
Yeah, oh, they
legitimate reaction.
Yeah, JBL calls it. Everyone's reacting. Yes,
I hate
are.
That they're using the Cena defense on Roman Reigns now.
Well, you know, he's not a good guy.
He's
not a bad guy.
He's bringing the big fight. Whatever the hell that means.
He's the guy.
Is he just bringing the big fight? Because he should have been brought it the whole time.
Yeah. Well, he's bringing the big fight.
Oh, no. Roman Reigns, step up three.
When he had the hernia, he was bringing the big
just
fight.
Just bring it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay. So then we have a WWE tag team match, the Vaudevillains versus New Day. Do you think it'd be a good thing for the New Day to become the three-time champs after losing to the Vaudevillains?
I'd rather have them keep it.
Yeah. Vaudevillains, this is another second pay-per-view in a row where we've got new people in positions to win belts. And, you know, unfortunately, the way WWE works, they're not going to put someone who just came up a month ago and give them a belt.
Well, at least these ones were made by WWE, so.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so, yeah, I think we all kind of agree on that. What about Rusev and Kalisto? You think it's time that they take that belt off Kalisto?
Yes.
You know, they're trying to make us interested in that match by what Rusev did this past week. I just don't know.
I thought it was cool.
Well, you thought when you put him in the clutch and the camel clutch there.
It's like seeing people get beat up.
Bent his back. Well, yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. Maybe he'll be.
And then, I don't know. I never liked Rey Mysterio. I like watching him get beat up too.
Yeah, but I like Kalisto because he jumps on a trampoline when he gets in the ring, you know?
And he doesn't botch it.
Yeah, he can go through the ropes like he's flying and roll and falls into a rope.
I like Kalisto's a good wrestler. He's got some great moves. It's just I don't care about him.
They
haven't done anything to make me care about him.
Although if you look back at the last pay-per-view, if you watch the pre-show, Ryback saved his life.
Did he?
Did you see that he went to do this diving spinning attack, and if Ryback had not have caught him, he would have come down head first on the apron.
Wow. And that's when Ryback came out with his CM Punk look, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Taunting the crowd and his pre-show stopper weight belt.
Yeah. I wonder why they let him do that. They must have known he was going home the next day. But, okay, so we got, Kalisto and Rusev, and then, of course, Ric Flair's banned from ringside, where we got the submission match between Natalya and Charlotte. I don't know why it's so high on the card, to be honest with you, but it is.
It closed Raw.
It closed Raw. Yes, it did. They're trying to make us care, I think. Why don't you put Paige in there and Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch.
And, anybody.
Evil Emma from her hospital bed.
Oh, Evil Emma. You know what? I don't know. Something about the way she changed. She just got so much hotter when she changed.
It's the darker makeup.
You like the bad girls, Cad.
I do. I like the bad girls. You're right.
No, Natalia's going to win that one, and I'm sorry. Or no, Charlotte's going to win that one. Natalia is going to be nothing more to me ever than the crazy cat lady from the Divas show and the woman who formerly had a farting gimmick backstage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. That was a terrible gimmick. Everyone kept walking away from her. It's like, whoo. I don't know. Was it the kale I ate? Okay, yeah, that's true. She was, but you know,
great writers of the WWE.
But she's been there for a long time. You just don't realize how long Natalia's been there now. Because remember, she was coming out with her husband TJ. What was the tag team? It was a New Heart Foundation.
Yeah, the New Heart Foundation with him and Smith.
Davey Boy Smith.
D.H. Smith.
Yeah, they you know, and that was we're talking in 2008, 2009, I think. So it's been a while. She's been there. Remember we had Jimmy Hart on last week. He was talking about how she had wrestled one of her first matches at the Ballpark Brawl in Buffalo, where the Hart Foundation had the reunion back in 2004. She does have quite the history. And of course, the main event, AJ Styles, Roman Reigns, I think we talked about that just a little bit earlier, but I think what it's going to do is it's got to make both of them look good. It doesn't matter how it ends. I know we all think Roman Reigns is going to win, but it's got to make them both look good or they're just wasting AJ Styles. And they love AJ Styles enough to give him off 2 weeks from action so that he can heal up for this main event.
He's the only one that made Roman Reigns look good so far.
That's the thing. Is Roman Reigns, they had an interview this past week where he said that they work great together. It's like, yeah, AJ Styles, it's like you, Kevin Owens would work great with you too because these guys have, in their mind, know how to make a match, how to make it interesting.
Know how to wrestle,
you know, and they can work.
Know how to bring the big fight.
Rick Flair used to say it best. He said he could have gone an hour with a broom in the ring and make the broom look great. And that's how AJ Styles is. He's good enough that someone who may have limited abilities, he can make him look fantastic. And he did. And every time he's wrestled, he had wrestled on TV against Roman Reigns, and it was an incredible match. Who did he wrestle on TV? It was back about a month ago. Was it Kevin Owens? They wrestled two segments on Monday Night Raw.
Of course, they're going to have a good match.
Yeah. So, I mean, of course, yeah, they've had quite a few together. But, you know, it's just, that's the thing is now you don't want to have Roman Reigns defiantly and definitely and kaputly beat AJ Styles and make him look bad.
Yeah, he can't win clean again. They both have to come out strong, like you said. And here's the big problem, too. WWE has painted themselves into a corner by trying to make Styles seem like this big threat because they tout his success as being a world champion pretty much everywhere he's ever been.
Yeah.
But then you give Roman Reigns promo material saying it doesn't matter because you haven't won the title.
Yeah. Did he win the good title? Did he win the bad title, but not the title?
Not the title.
Well,
you've won some good titles.
Yeah,
you've won some bad titles.
Yeah, he said, you've won some good titles. You've won the TNA heavyweight title.
But you haven't won the
you haven't
title.
Won the WWE title. He was heavyweight. He was, multi-time, like 7 or 8 times TNA heavyweight champion. He held it. He was out of a contract, and they gave him the belt still for like a month, and then he had to drop it before he left, which they had to do just a terrible smear job on him to get rid of him. And that's when he went to Japan Pro Wrestling there for 2 years or a year, whatever it was. But he was, even in his last days in TNA, they handed him the heavyweight title, much like CM Punk. They gave him the title, and then he was out of a contract, and he just negotiated one more match and let him take it from him. But, he was that popular. So, well, we got to go to one more break. I'll let you know that this Friday, May 27th, IWF Brockport Brawl is at the Elks Lounge in Brockport, 4400 Sweden Walker Road. It starts at 6:30. Bell time is at 7. The main event, Scotty Too Hotty versus Big Cat Lemmer, our friend. Big Cat Lemmer, and that's in the main event. Scotty Too Hotty, I couldn't get through to us today, but man, I tell you.
You also got the Pope there, too.
The Pope, that's right, Pope D'Angelo. Is that? No.
Yeah.
Oh, the Pope is going
to
be there.
And real quick, I have to give credit to Big Cat. Me and my buddy were sitting front row, and we were those jerks that made a whole bunch of signs.
Yeah.
And we made one that said, because he was teaming up with Super Beast. So we had a sign on either side. It said either Super Beast ate my sign or Big Cat ate my sign, and we ripped a piece off of it. To his credit, after the match, Big Cat came over and legitimately took a bite of the sign.
Did you ask him how it tasted?
Did not.
It probably was soft.
It probably was.
S-A-W-F-T?
Yeah, it's soft. Okay, we got to go to break. Give us a call, 222-1280, Star 1280. You listen to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Young from TNA, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
I think he meant to say this is Eric Young from NXT after showing up on the newest show recently.
He's still technically a free agent.
Is he still free agent?
I don't think he signed yet.
222-1280 Star Toy is the number. On the line with us right now is our friend Troy from Rochester. Troy, what is happening, my man?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. How are you doing, sir?
Doing good. I've been listening to your show been good the last few weeks.
Oh, I appreciate that. When did it stink first? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, it hasn't stink. I just been listening. I just wasn't able to call in.
That's okay, man. We appreciate you anytime you call, man.
Mm-hmm. I want to first give a shout out to my new favorite tag team, the New Age Steiner Brothers. American Alpha,
the New Age Steiner Brothers. Yeah, you know they are legitimate amateur wrestling experts. You know, I mean they were college wrestlers and stuff. So yeah, I like them too, man. They're good.
Yeah, they remind me of the old school Steiner Brothers.
Yeah,
and the revival remind me of Blatcher and Anderson.
What about you, Danger Boy?
Yeah, that's what they're going for, and they do a good job. I like it. No flips, just fists.
Yeah.
Those two are going to have a great match on that takeover, just like they did the last one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this Extreme Rules is the closest thing we're going to get to the Attitude Era.
Or ECW at times, too, without all the extreme matches. So, yeah, I agree.
They spell extreme with an E, though, so it's not ECW.
I know. You don't want to be confused, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, a question I got for you guys is, now, they pushing all this new talent up in Raw and SmackDown. Now, what happens when all these injury guys come back?
Oh,
Randy.
I was going to say, I think we're going to see Rollins before anybody. And could that possibly be this weekend? there. I mean, he's the first one. He's been training in the training center this past week, so I have a feeling he may be popping in this weekend. There's a handful of them that are all coming back. John Cena's a week from Monday. Randy Orton is definitely, they say, sometime in the middle of June. So we've got, you know, I mean, we're talking major players coming back. I think it's what's going to do is shake stuff up. What they're going to do is someone's going to get it. Someone's going to come back as a heel and immediately go after Roman Reigns, and it'll probably be Randy Orton.
I think our fight with Chronicles of the Golden Truth will be done too.
The Golden Truth will be done. Yeah, I kind of think it's funny. I don't know. I like it, you know. Don't you know I'm lactose intolerant? Okay, sorry.
Cash, you are officially booty.
I am booty. Okay. My bad.
Yeah, that's what I was like, all these guys coming back. You got Cena and all of them. Are they going to push the new guys out the way, or?
I don't know. They're going to work them in. I mean, you know, they're up, you know. I mean, that's why they made a bunch of cuts recently, so that if you do get pushed down a little bit, at least you're not off TV, so.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to see some feuds between the new blood and the old established veterans.
Sure.
Hey, you guys don't like the Usos? Yeah, you don't think they was a great wrestling team?
No.
They might be able to wrestle, but there's nothing else to them at all. They have no personality. They have no gimmick. They have no nothing. No one. They give no one a reason to like them other than their little dance before the match and yelling out "Uso,
Uso." Yeah, I don't know. You know, I like them. You know, I like them. The only thing that made me like them a little bit was when one of them's married to the girl from the Diva show, and we get to see him, and he was actually pretty funny all the times he was on the Diva show, especially when he did stand up comedy. So I think it was Jay. But they got written off the show after the second season, and we haven't seen them since. And so I think they don't have that much going for them. Unfortunately, they're just attached to a guy who gets booed every week, man.
Wow. Hey, yeah, I kind of agree with you on that.
Yeah, Troy, we gotta get out of here, man. Anything real prevalent you need to say right now? Because we've got less than a minute.
Well, yeah, I like the way Bubba Dudley toughs Chuck in the ring and gets his butt kicked.
Yeah, that's fun. I, you know, the Dudleys are there to put over the young guys, so I think it's cool, man. Anything else?
No, that was pretty much it. Now, hopefully I see you guys tomorrow at the Salvatore's.
If you're coming out, come up and say hi, okay, man?
Okay, because I want to win that book.
And we're also going to give away some T-shirts, too, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling, man. Troy from Rochester. We're going to be at Salvatore tomorrow, 149 East Ridge Road. Come out and watch WWE's Extreme Rules with us. We'll have a good time, I promise you. Got the John Cena book to give away, as well as some Pain Clinic T-shirts. We'll see you next week, folks. Feel the pain.